They blanked with the wrong moms. That's what the headline says, and that came out of the mouth of Kitty Brantner. Kitty is a mom of three kids, all under five, and you were in Winnetka at the parade when the massacre in Highland Park happened. How did you find out, Kitty?
Yes, Lisa, thank you. I was there with my family. My sister as well got a call from her friend who was literally running with her children at the neighboring parade.
Isn't it wild? Because I was at a parade too, and the minute it pops up on your phone, it's like wildfire. And then you start getting nervous, like, oh. And in your situation, you were not far, and he was still armed and driving around, and God only knows where he might have headed next. So did you leave the parade? Did you just stand there in shock? What did you do?
Yeah, there was a moment of just, there's this weird juxtaposition where we're trying to piece together something we don't have any information to. Like, there's a shooter in Highland Park. There what?
Yeah.
And then watching our kids wave to parades, which they've never done because of COVID. They've never been to a parade. So we're trying, oh, yes, we're so excited. Meanwhile, in our heads, we have this sheer panic. And so we left. We left. We sheltered in place. We turned on the news, and I just cried for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, your three kids are under five, so of course they haven't been to a parade. And speaking of that, I was with a two-year-old and four-year-old, and I didn't realize they hadn't been to a parade, now that you say that as well. It was all so new to them, and it's just horrifying. You know, the story of Aidan McCarthy, horrifying. The story of the eight-year-old who is now paralyzed from the waist down, and his mom and his twin brother injured, and the loss of life. I mean, all of us are just sickened, but you now feel empowered. Tell everybody what you're going to do.
Yes, we are going to D.C. next week. We is a bunch of really just angry, and I'm not going to swear on your radio show, but angry, pissed off moms, dads, civilians, humans that are done living like this. We need to ban assault weapons on a federal level. And we're sick and tired of people telling us that it can't happen. So we are going to D.C. on the 12th. First of all, there's a group of us and some very, very brave survivors who are going to be speaking with senators and representatives. And then on the 13th, which is a Wednesday, from 11 to 2 by the Capitol, we are hosting a rally. And we are going to make our voices heard, and we're not going to shut up until they change it.
So there are survivors of the Highland Park massacre who are joining you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I was a volunteer advocate. I went and basically went to the Hill, and at that time met with everybody that represented us in my district as a cancer survivor to get more funding for the National Institute of Health. And I'll tell you what, your representatives do listen to you. If you go to Washington, D.C. and you make an appointment, you can see every single person in your district, and then beyond that, people who represent other districts in Illinois. So do you have those appointments made?
Yeah. Yeah, so the response from just this grassroots organization, which, by the way, is called March 4th, and 4th is spelled like the 4th of July. You can find our Instagram handle, Facebook page, because of some very amazing volunteers. We've gotten this up within 48 hours. But essentially, we have lobbyists that have reached out and are empowering us to have some of these meetings set up. We've been told these typically take months to set up, and we are doing it in a matter of days. Again, we are sick of being told no, and we're just making it happen.
And you've already got $30,000 raised on a GoFundMe account?
We're at 47. I'm looking at it now.
Wow. People want change. And somehow, for some reason, you're now the face of it. So is this in your background? Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I worked for the same company, shout out LaSalle Network. I do sales for staffing and recruiting, and we do a lot of PR, and I've turned down every single interview because this is my nightmare. But I don't care anymore because it's my kids, and I refuse to live like this. So no, my background has nothing to do with politics or anything, but I am loud.
I have found that women who might have been on the quiet side find their voice when their children are born, because we will advocate till the day we die for our children, and especially when it comes to their safety.
You got that right.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can find you again.
Yes. So we don't have a website. I don't know if we need a website, but in the meantime, if you're on Instagram, the handle is March_4th_. We've got on that, we've got, we also have a Google page. I think it's March 4th. We have a Twitter handle, and then we have an Eventbrite. So search for March 4th for the Eventbrite. We need as many human beings as possible to be there on the 13th in DC. We are paying for all of the survivors to get there and lodging, and anyone that doesn't have the means to get to DC, we're going to do our best to accommodate them as well. So the email address as well is March4thTeam@gmail.com.
Okay, and the GoFundMe, because people are saying, hey, Lisa, how can we help with contributions to this mom's group?
Yes, it's this really long URL, but just search for March 4th.
So F-O-U-R-T-H, March 4th, you will see that.
Exactly.
Good luck, Kitty. Keep us up to date, and you know what? Give us a call from D.C. while you're out there, okay?
Well, thank you, Lisa.
All right. Take care. And a few more text messages coming in about the flights. This is interesting because we were talking about how is it that you end up taking a flight to D.C. or maybe Miami, and all of a sudden you're being offered not one, not two, but $3,000 to be bumped. And why bump one person just to replace that seat with somebody else? Like, how do you value those customers? And someone just sent a text and said, as a former gate agent, you want volunteers that are happy to stay behind as opposed to involuntary people who have been pushed or is told that they can't fly. So it really is about keeping their customers happy. I kind of get it. Another text came in, said she's wasting her time and money. They will never overturn a citizen's right to protect their country. That's why it's in the Constitution. We'll see. I don't think that she's the only voice that is now public and loud. I think a lot of people want to see a change. I don't know what that change looks like or when it will take place, but I feel that people want to have their voice heard. And I'm telling you, as a volunteer lobbyist, when I worked with the American Cancer Society, you might not affect change immediately, but you do have a right to go to the office of the people that represent you, to go to their Washington, D.C. office, to actually talk to the Speaker of the House if they will take a meeting with you. Sometimes they just send out, you know, people on their staff or interns, but nonetheless, I hate to say it, but they work for us. We put them in D.C., so make your voice heard. Wherever you stand, just let them know what your stand is and ask them to listen to what you have to say. Hey, Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.